Zhengjie. That's how you spell the name of the 27-year-old tennis star out of China who beat 11th seed Marion Bartoli in the third round of the 2010 Australian Open. If you had been watching the BBC, you might think her name is pronounced something like this.
Fell to China's Zhengjie, ranked 100.
But since that YouTube video was identified as a BBC fail, I thought I might need some help. It seemed like a job for
the true Chinese characters.
John Weinstein and Carsi Yi are the two Chinese characters. They taught me to properly say Beijing as the 2008 Summer Olympics began. And in January 2010, I asked them to help me pronounce the name of the female tennis player currently ranked number 26 in the world.
Okay, the first thing you're going to have to do is stick your tongue out. No one's watching, so
that's great.
Now you want to curl it backwards. And then put that up against the roof of your mouth.
I got it.
And now you pretty much just want to say an English J sound. So now just say gong.
Gong.
Beautiful.
It's all about the tongue, Bill.
And then for the second part, the tongue has to come forward. So right behind your teeth, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, Carsi, that BBC fail video on YouTube is from a few years ago. Have Western sports broadcasters made any progress in pronouncing this young woman's name?
I'd have to say no. Pretty much every broadcaster says it differently.
Oh.
And sometimes the same sportscaster will say it differently every time he or she says it.
Do you think there's something to that? Is it like a Chinese pronunciation Rorschach test of sorts?
That's up there with reading tea leaves, and that's not part of my skill set.
Zhengjie is ranked 35th in the world. I'm wondering, why hasn't her countrywoman, Li Na, currently ranked 17th, been the focus of your pronunciation efforts?
Well, Li Na is blessed with having a name that's actually quite easy to say, and I don't know if that's...
You mean I got it right the first time?
Yes, you did.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you are immensely talented and much more experienced now in Chinese pronunciation, but that was beautiful.
And surprisingly, Bill, this is not a problem in China. Apparently, people in China don't have any difficulty pronouncing her name.
So even if she sinks to, like, number 124, they'll get it right.
They'll still say it properly. I don't know if they'll love her quite as much.
Carsi Yi and John Weinstein are the two Chinese characters. Guys, thanks again.
You're welcome, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
At the very least, say jung like jungle. It's really pretty hard to bungle.
Zhengjie. Zhengjie.
If you'd like to leave a comment about something you heard on Only a Game, please visit our website, onlyagame.org. It's 22 and a half minutes before the hour.
Support for Only a Game comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced. Oliver Wyman, an international strategy consulting firm with 3,000 professionals worldwide. Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com. And Nuance, offering Dragon 11 speech recognition software for creating documents and emails and surfing the web all by speaking at Nuance.com. This is NPR.
Just before Christmas is no time for a reindeer to be thinking vacation, but apparently a 9-year-old reindeer in the Hopper Brothers Christmas tree lot in Santa Maria, California, hadn't looked at the calendar. The reindeer left the Christmas tree lot in favor of a romp through nearby Santa Maria streets, residential areas, and strawberry fields, albeit not forever. That's because rancher Bob Akistapache was on the job. He hopped aboard his horse, lassoed the potential puller of Santa's sleigh, and tied the reindeer to a lamppost. Eventually, the reindeer was packed into a trailer and trucked back to Hopper Brothers, where one presumes he was available to Santa if necessary.
And then away went